News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. A legislative hearing was held in Lansing today about the state budget and the need for Michigan to pursue more talent. Roger Curtis, director of the Michigan Department of Talent and Economic Development, or TED, testified.
TED is focused right now and will be for the foreseeable future on talent. Michigan has had an amazing comeback. MEDC has done tremendous work with helping Michigan businesses grow and attracting new businesses to the state, but we most certainly need to stay focused on talent, sustaining that growth with the focus on talent.
Curtis says the governor's budget has a specific focus on developing talent in all facets of the workplace. Congressman Fred Upton is expecting the first legislation inspired by last month's school massacre in Parkland, Florida, to get a vote in the U.S. House next week. He tells us he's been a co-chair of the Working Group on the Response to the Parkland Shooting, which is part of the bipartisan group calling itself the Problem Solvers. He says next week's bill is directly in response to Parkland.
Talk about a number of different ideas that we think we can pursue on a bipartisan basis after listening to law enforcement, school officials, students, pastors, parents, etc. It's an issue that certainly is not going to go away.
Upton tells us the bill will almost certainly not include gun control because it'll require a two-thirds vote to pass. Instead, they're looking at bulletproof glass, resources for law enforcement, and possible money for school security personnel. A veteran-led nonprofit group has stepped up to help Berrien County residents who are affected by flooding. Here's Jacob Holmes.
Berrien County Sheriff's Department tells us Team Rubicon, a veteran-led disaster response organization, has launched Operation Barrenheart to support residents of the area. Team Rubicon will conduct damage assessments, muck-out operations, and debris removal for free to those affected by flooding. It's all thanks to the support of donors. Anyone looking for help should call 211 to find out more. The Sheriff's Department also asks everyone with flood damage to fill out and turn in their damage assessment reports at its website. We have a link with more information on WSJM.com. If you want to support Team Rubicon, go to TeamRubiconUSA.org. Jacob Holmes reporting.
Michigan has terrible infrastructure. That's the conclusion of the American Society of Civil Engineers, which this week issued a report card for the state in 2018, giving it a grade of D+. The Michigan section of the society tells us the 2018 card finds much of the state's infrastructure is reaching the end of its useful life and continues to threaten the state's lakes, rivers, drinking water, and public safety. A big problem is roads, with 39% of 120,000 miles of paved road in Michigan rated in poor condition. 43% was rated in a fair condition, and 18% was considered good. Also in the report, the civil engineers say Michigan has more than 1,200 structurally deficient bridges and a drinking water system that gets a D. Among the recommendations for the state are more funding for infrastructure. Lest we forget, and the Exchange Club of Southwest Michigan are teaming up to honor veterans as part of this May's Senior PGA Championship at Harbor Shores. The Exchange Club's Jim Ashbrook tells us they did it last time with a patriotic display featuring American flags.
We had a 300-flag field out at the 7, 8, and 9 holes at Gene Clark Park.
And so they're going to do it again. This time the Field of Honor is at a different location.
The flag field is going to be at the bus stop where the MTech Whirlpool building is, just off of Clock Road. And it'll be just north of Hole 1 as you go over the creek there.
Plus there will be about 30 flags where the Harbor Shore spectators' entrance will be. Ashbrook says individuals can sponsor a flag for a veteran at the larger MTech Field of Honor for $50. Organizations can sponsor flags at the Harbor Shores entrance area for $75. We'll have a link at WSJM.com for how to do so. Andrews University has broken ground on a new health and wellness center. Andrews Associate Vice President of Development Audrey Castelbono tells us they're working full speed ahead on the $17.5 million, 76,000 square foot facility to be located on campus.
We plan to have a fitness center. There will also be a multi-purpose gymnasium recreation area for volleyball, basketball. There will be an aquatic center, a small academic wing.
Kestel Bono tells us the old Johnson gym that was used by Andrews wasn't adequate anymore, and the new place will benefit more than just the student body.
It's first and foremost for the student body, faculty and staff, and we are reaching out to the community as well, and there will be memberships that will be available for our community.
Kestel Bono says it took about 5 years to raise the funds needed for the new health and wellness center at Andrews University. They plan to be finished and using the place by the fall of next year. There's been another delay in a murder case out of Hager Township. Alex Perez faces two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of the mother of his two daughters and her father. 27-year-old Renee and 67-year-old John Mitchell were found beaten to death in their home January 15th of 2016. Perez was later arrested in Colorado, where he had taken the two daughters, although they weren't hurt. His case has been delayed multiple times by psychiatric examinations. Bering County Prosecutor Michael Sebeck tells us attorneys for Perez this week sought another adjournment for more testing, and it was granted. The date for the case to resume is not yet known, but it will likely be in May or June. Savick tells us the court needs to determine if Perez can be considered criminally responsible for the crime. He wasn't pleased the case is being delayed, but told us the criminal responsibility question needs to be answered, otherwise there could be an issue with appeals. And it was last September when Hurricanes Maria and Irma hit Puerto Rico, devastating the island, knocking out most of the power and causing major damage. A second wave of crews from DTE Energy in the Detroit area is in Puerto Rico now working to restore power. Here's DTE's Randy Barris.
The community has held parties for our crews. They've cooked them lunch when they're out in the field. It's just amazing to see the reaction of the people of Puerto Rico.
Barris tells us power has been restored to 85% of the island. Some 50 DTE linemen and 30 support personnel will be there through the end of the month. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lions report.
Stocks of local interest for Tuesday, March 6th. U.S. stocks rose for a third day. Chipmakers rallied after a positive research note from Goldman Sachs, while material producers gained amid a rise in metal prices. The dollar and oil closed lower, while gold finished up. Stocks of local interest include American Electric Power, down 97 cents at $65.51. Express One up $1.65 at $102.54, and J.P. Morgan up 10 cents at $115.16. GE up 23 cents at $14.65, IBM down $1.17 at $155.78, and Microsoft down 32 cents at $93.32. Fifth Third up 30 cents at $33.66. Chemical Financial up 91 cents at $57.99. Stryker up 21 cents at $162.75. And Whirlpool up $2.79 at $161.37. For the session, the NASDAQ was up 41 points at 7,372. The S&P 500 up 7 points at 2,728. And the Dow is up 9 points at 24,884. This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lyons, member of the New York Stock Exchange, FINRA and SIPC, at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. Dozens of arrests were made at a DACA protest in the Indianapolis State House, ABC's Ryan Burrow reports.
The group of multi-faith demonstrators held a rally outside of Senator Joe Donnelly's office, calling on state and federal lawmakers to pass legislation protecting thousands of so-called dreamers from deportation, at one point forming a human chain to block traffic outside of the Indiana State House.
If you do not leave the street, you will be arrested.
Before being arrested by police.
Just because your DACA expires, your life doesn't stop right there. You know, your life goes on.
The arrests were peaceful. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
The finding of a military investigation into the Niger ambush attack that killed four American service members will likely increase scrutiny on U.S. military activity in Africa, especially on the role of special operations forces. U.S. officials familiar with the report said investigators concluded the team did not get required senior command approval for a risky mission to capture a high-level Islamic State militant. It doesn't point to that failure as a cause of the deadly ambush. President Trump says North Korea, quote, seems to be acting positively after South Korea announced the North would halt nuclear weapons and missile tests and put its entire atomic arsenal up for discussion if the U.S. agrees to enter into a negotiation. Trump says the situation on the Korean Peninsula cannot be allowed to fester. He hopes the latest offer will be a breakthrough. Preparations are underway in the Northeast for yet another round of severe weather. Here's ABC's Mark Remillard in New York.
New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy declaring a state of emergency ahead of a storm system making its way toward the Northeast. It's the second system to hit the region in less than a week, the first killing at least 9 people and knocking out power to hundreds of thousands.
It's expected to hit us tonight through tomorrow, bringing wet, heavy snow and yet again the potential for damaging winds across New Jersey.
Forecasters expecting more than a foot of snow in some areas, the worst expected between Philadelphia and New York. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
Some West Virginia counties are reopening schools after the state legislature there passed a 5% pay raise for teachers and others in a deal to end a statewide walkout that closed schools for 9 days. Union leaders haven't said whether they're calling for an end to the strike pending a ceremony at the governor's office today, but one county school system announced in phone calls to parents, the schools would reopen tomorrow. Federal prosecutors have no interest in leniency for the man known as the pharma bro, Martin Scorsese. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Martin Scorsese deserves no less than 15 years in prison, federal prosecutors said in their sentencing submission, because of what they called his deception of people who trusted him. They said Scorsese lied to investors in 2 hedge funds he controlled without any showing of genuine remorse. Defense attorneys argued Scorsese should spend as little as 1 year in prison and maintained he actually turned a profit for his investors without lining his own pocket. Scorsese is set to be sentenced Friday. A judge said he should forfeit more than $7 million. A Picasso and his rare Wu-Tang Clan album can substitute for the cash. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Nashville Mayor Megan Berry has resigned after pleading guilty to cheating the city out of thousands of dollars as she carried on an affair with her bodyguard. Berry was a rising star in the Democratic Party before she confessed to the extramarital relationship in January. She and her former bodyguard, Police Sergeant Robert Forrest Bold, both pleaded guilty to theft. And today's Trump Twitter feud is with Jimmy Kimmel. More now from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
President Trump decided to take a shot at the Oscars Tuesday morning, tweeting seemingly out of nowhere, quote, "Lowest rated Oscars in history. Problem is, we don't have stars anymore, except your president. Just kidding, of course." Oscars host Jimmy Kimmel responded, quote, "Thanks, lowest-rated president in history." The Oscars were watched by just 26.5 million people, which was an all-time low. No word if the president watched or not. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berry and Cass and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.